We come now to part 19 of our daily devotional series, Agape Love. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? What is going through your mind as you sit there and you wait for part 19? Is it expectancy? Are you thinking, what is the Lord going to say today? Well, we're looking at that iconic chapter from 1 Corinthians. It's the 13th chapter, and today we're just going to look at verse 4. Paul starts this, if you will, diatribe about what love is. It's important, Paul thinks, that we know what love is. And it certainly was important for the Corinthian church because they were getting things so badly wrong. Paul had to say, listen, you think love is this way? It isn't. I'm going to tell you exactly what love is. First of all, says Paul, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. That's how he begins. That is how he starts to explain what love is. First of all, he says, this is what love is. Then I'm going to tell you what love isn't. And he does that all the way through, really. Love is patient and kind. Love is not just jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Here's something it doesn't do, and it doesn't demand its own way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. But he begins this way. Love is patient and kind. Now, we are told by Almighty God, and it's mentioned in a few of the Gospels, where Jesus says, the first commandment is that you love one another, or rather, that you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all your mind, and with all of your spirit. And the second one is equally as important, and that is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus also says to us, love one another as I have loved you. In other words, with an unconditional agape love. That is how we are to love one another. So Paul is saying, okay, if you want to love one another, this is what love is. This is what it means. It's not, oh, I love you. I think you're lovely. You're a lovely person. I like everything about you, and I love you. No, 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 no. When you say to somebody that you love them, are you patient, firstly? Are you kind, secondly? There's a question I want to ask you right now. Are you patient with that person? Are you kind with that person? And I have to say that I fail on patience. I am one of those people that when it comes to patience, now and again, I am left wanting. Because I get so wound up, I get so frustrated that the person that I'm telling that I love is not understanding what I'm saying. And I get so wound up and so frustrated. Yet the amazing thing is, the Lord has shown me this quite a few times. When I was teaching in school, I was so patient. If I was teaching a student or a bunch of students something and they didn't understand, I'd go over it and 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 over it until the penny dropped. And when it comes to my loved ones, sometimes I'm not patient. Oh, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you give me patience, that you pour a bucket full of patience into my life. Because, Lord, I'm striving toward purity, and I do want to be patient more than anything. I want that so desperately. In Jesus' name, are you agreeing with that prayer? Are you saying, Amen, David? Amen, David. I am with you on that one. See, Paul says, love is patient. And then he says, love is kind. How kind-hearted are you? How kind and thoughtful are you? When you are dealing with someone that you propose to love, how kind are you to that person? How dismissive are you to that person? How oftentimes do you turn your face away and say, no, 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 I'm not having that? Well, in my own life, I try to be as kind as I possibly can. That is one thing I do want to be, is kind. Now, for someone listening to this broadcast, this next thing is going to be life-changing. Life-changing. Because Paul tells us now what love is not. He says, love is not jealous. Jealousy is a serious problem because jealousy has ended people's lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? This is how serious jealousy is. Time and time and time again, I pick up the newspaper and I read of someone who has been killed, who has been murdered. And a lot of times it is over jealousy. It is over the fact that this person has betrayed that person. This person has done something that has caused this other person to be red with rage because of jealousy. And oftentimes that jealousy is unfounded, but jealousy is still there. And this is so vital, beloved. Jealousy has to go in Jesus' name. It cannot stay there any longer. It cannot rest in your life a moment longer. And I know as I'm bringing this word, I know that I know that I know that I know that you are saying, whoops, that is me. Jealousy needs to go in the mighty name of Jesus. It cannot stay a moment longer. Jealousy is vital. Jealousy is important that it goes. And in fact, before I even go on any further, I'm going to deal with it now in Jesus' name. Because be sure of this, in your life, there will be no more jealousy. It will go now in Jesus' name. If you want jealousy to go, then I want you to say this prayer with me right now. There is no other time like the present, right now. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that I want nothing to do with jealousy in my life any longer. Now repeat this, because this is warfare. Repeat this after me. Jealousy, I command you to go now in Jesus' mighty name. Say it again. Jealousy, I command you to go now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. I know that there is reaction. I know it like I know it like I know it like I know it. And I give all the glory to Almighty God. It is nothing, nothing to do with me. But I give the glory to Almighty God now. Thank you, Jesus. You will find that jealousy has gone. Oh, this is powerful stuff. This is really powerful. You're not going to forget this in a hurry, let me tell you. Paul then goes on to say this. Love is not boastful. Love is not proud. Did you get that? Love is not boastful. Love is not proud. I tell you this. All the ego that I once had, and I had a huge ego, the size of the Empire State Building. It was massive. I was an actor, and I thought I was the best of the best of the best. I didn't think there was anyone better than me as an actor. I thought I should have been successful. I thought I should have been a star, but I wasn't. But I was still boastful, and I was still proud of who I was. So proud. I was full of pride. And one day in 1985, I went out for a meal with my best male friend that I have known for 55 years. We've been friends and still are for 55 years. We were at school together and we still love each other just as much as we did then. But in 1985, we went out for dinner, him and I. And he said to me, David, what's turned you into this nasty person? I don't recognize this person that I'm with at the moment. What has turned you into that sort of person? And because he was my best friend, I had to sit and take a look at myself. I had to really analyze myself and think, you know what? I hate to admit it, but he's absolutely right. I was so full of pride. I was so boastful. Look what I've done. Look how wonderful I am. Oh, I'm incredible. What a lovely, lovely chap I am. And I began to change. And then one day, I said to the Lord, Father, show me humility. Take away this boastfulness. Take away this pride in my life and who I am as a person. And he did. He showed me humility. And beloved, let me tell you, praying for more humility is an amazingly dangerous prayer, because God will grant it in a heartbeat, because he does not want you to be boastful. He does not want you to be proud. He wants you to be full of humility. And he wants you to give the glory for what is going on in your life to him, and for you not to take it. So I say this, pride and boastfulness, be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name and never come back. Father, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. And I do that, Lord, because you are the Son of God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the bright morning star, the Alpha and the Omega. And I give you the glory. And I declare to you now, Lord, I love you and thank you for your agape love. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.